Good morning and welcome to Easter week 4, The Good Shepherd.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Oh, thank the Lord, for he is good. His love lasts for all time. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. You are my Savior and my God. You hear and answer me. I trust in you alone. Hallelujah. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The stone which once was set aside is now the cornerstone. A marvel in our eyes. Hallelujah. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd is one who lays down his life for his sheep. The hired man, since he is not the shepherd and the sheep do not belong to him, abandons the sheep and runs away as soon as he sees a wolf coming, and then the wolf attacks and scatters the sheep. This is because he is only a hired man and has no concerns for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for my sheep. And there are other sheep I have that are not of this fold, and these I have to lead as well. They too will listen to my voice, and there will be only one flock and one shepherd. The Father loves me because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me. I lay it down of my own free will. And as it is in my power to lay it down, so it is in my power to take it up again. And this is the command I have been given by my Father.
In 1995, biologist Jo Hutt was mother to the strangest family in the world, 13 endangered wild turkeys that he raised from eggs to the day they left home. The BBC Natural World programme, which showed this, opened with a man walking down a misty track, making a sound like a clucking hen, and out of the long grass on either side, out scampered baby wild turkeys, one after the other, and followed him down the road. In order for this behaviour to happen, the biologist had to imprint the turkeys with his voice. This began whilst they were still in the incubator, inside their eggshells. At this time, Joe spent days making the clucking noise until he heard small peeps and noises from the eggs and saw them begin to hatch. When the cracks appeared, he had to keep making the bird noises and the young chicks had to listen to him. This is the crucial time when they recognise him as parents. Imprinting only occurs in these first few vital moments. The newly hatched turkey looks at the pair of eyes belonging to the sound, moves across the table, and snuggles up close to his cheek. Joe said in the programme this was the moment the chicks regarded him as their parents, and more surprisingly, he began to know them as individuals. In today's Gospel, Jesus says he is the Good Shepherd a total of 3 times. We have to imagine ourselves as the sheep who, like the wild turkeys, have only one thing to do. That is, to listen for his voice. It doesn't matter if we are in the fold or not in the fold. The Good Shepherd knows who we are, and he is so concerned for our well-being that he says 5 times that he will lay down his life for us. In the BBC programme, Joe left the wild turkeys one evening when they were young, just for a short time. He never did again, because when he returned, a rattlesnake had gobbled one of them up. Jesus says he is always there to protect us from being scattered by wolf attacks. He's not like a hired man. He'll never leave us to fend for ourselves. Jesus has already laid down his life for his sheep. He has done this freely in response to the mystery of his love for us all. Our response is to keep listening to his voice, which we can hear in the scriptures and from his witnesses to the good news. Another way is to follow in his ways and customs, as in the breaking of bread and forgiveness. By following his 2 great commandments, perhaps, love of God and neighbour. By attempting to leave self behind, being more aware of God's presence, and hoping to be more considerate of other people's needs. We're not always able to be like this, or even come close to the example of the apostles and saints, but never forget, we have been given the same Holy Spirit as they have. We are God's children. Father Richard Rohr identifies the Holy Spirit as a divine yes within. He says, we must first remember who we are. Our core, our deepest DNA is divine. It is the spirit of love implanted within us by our Creator at the first moment of our creation. With this as our core, we can trust we are strong enough to stand up to temptation, conflicts, and opposition through the grace of God. Particularly when we make a deliberate option to help in the name of Jesus. Perhaps this strength is discovered in little ways, the little way like St. Teresa demonstrated. For 18 months, Joe Hutz gave up his normal everyday comforts and freedom to study and care for a bunch of turkeys. The people we meet in the present moments of each day are far more precious than turkeys. We are certainly more important to Jesus than any Cheviots, Herdwicks or other breed of sheep. Particularly when we hear St. John tell us in his first letter, my dear people, we are already the children of God. Just think of the love that the Father has lavished on us, without anything being done on our part. The love we are offered is unconditional, and anything we do is only a free response to the gifts lavished upon us as God's children, who are more than cared for by the Good Shepherd himself.
I know apart from you there is no life, and there is nothing else that satisfies. But still I wander, still I go astray, still my heart is prone to run. Good Shepherd, won't you rest my soul? In your presence where I belong,
you lead me home to the place where I belong. There is a way to us that looks so right, but I will walk by faith and not by sight. Love and mercy, they will follow me through the shadows. I will be safe. Good Shepherd, won't you rest my soul in your presence where I belong? Good Shepherd, won't you lead me home to the place where I belong? Down your life for us, there is no greater love, and we will not be overcome. I am trusting in your goodness, resting in your promise, we will not be overcome. You down your life for us, there is no greater love, and we will not be overcome. I am trusting in your goodness, resting in your promise, we will not be overcome. Good Shepherd, won't you rest my soul in your presence where I belong? Good Shepherd, won't you lead me home to the place where I belong? This truth I know so well inside my mind. Move it to my heart and all my life.